What happened with your 83-year-old lady?
Yeah. So our 83-year-old lady, diabetes, high blood pressure, recent hip replacement, and over a prolonged period, many months, was found to have worsening cytopenias. And so they followed her closely in her primary care clinic and did a wide workup for folate, B12, other causes of cytopenias. And then when she began to near the need for transfusion support, she was referred to us. We did a bone marrow biopsy. We showed AML from MDS with the sort of characteristic feature of a monosomy 7, which is a very poor biological subgroup. And then she started the azacitidine and venetoclax regimen. We did the inpatient rapid dose escalation of the venetoclax per protocol. There was no evidence of tumor lysis syndrome. And then she was discharged from the hospital after just a few days, followed up for, you know, supportive care over the course of the month. And on a day 28 bone marrow biopsy, was in a morphologic remission. We typically, or in this case, we held further therapy until counts recovered, and they did fully recover. And then we started cycle 2. And this is a sort of chronic management of what we hope to be more of a chronic disease than acute leukemia has ever really been.
Where is she right now?
So this particular patient is about 8 months into therapy. Starting around cycle 5 or 6, we stopped the azacitidine because of significant cytopenias. We found deep response with our MRD techniques. And so she remains on venetoclax 400 milligrams a day. She has near normal blood count, certainly no need for transfusions, no infectious complications. And she comes to see us every month and wonders why we keep making her come in. So, we talk every month for 25 minutes. We don't really mention leukemia. We talk about her grandkids and her vacations. We give her next month's supply of the pills, and we don't see her. It's remarkable.